This podcast is brought to you by the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. The three-pack is back. The three-pack is a great value, and the top three uses for the air purifier are to eliminate odors, allergens, and air pollutants. Get the three-pack today at EdenPureDeals.com and put in code word Howie3.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
And for those brave right-wing Americans who say it's all about keeping America as independent and safe, if you want to fight against the country, you need an F-15. You need something a little more than a gun. No, I'm not joking. Not a joke. Not a joke. No, I'm not joking. No, I'm not joking. Not a joke.
Okay, I'm waiting for the punchline.
There's no punchline. It's not a joke.
What are we doing?
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
What I have to do in this council in order to get respect?
Well, that's the story of my life. No respect. No respect.
Who's your captain? Howie Carr.
Quarantines, absenteeism, lost instruction time, all contributing factors in the nationwide plunge in academic levels from virtual learning during the pandemic.
It's called the Fauci effect.
That's not me talking, that's science!
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. 844-500-4242. If you would like to join us. And by the way, we have a great cheap bastard deal today. Aviva Trattoria. It's a fine Italian restaurant run by the same people who run the 110 grill chain. And Aviva Trattoria has great locations in Malden, Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. And we'll be broadcasting from the Malden location, downtown Malden, in a couple of weeks, a week from tomorrow. So get your Aviva Trattoria gift certificates, $50 for $25, and you can join us. You can join us on September 9th. In Malden, or you can just use them for any time you want. It's a great, great place, especially, it's Italian, obviously. They got all kinds of great specials. I like the cannolis for dessert, especially, but everything's great. Anyway, go to HowieCarrShow.com and click on store, and you can get those Aviva Trattoria gift certificates. All right, it's time now for the Daily Chump Line.
Tonight there'll be a speech on the soul of the nation, delivered by the heel of the nation.
Well put.
Howie, I know you're going to have someone from the program watch Biden's address, and all I can say to that person is, I'm sorry.
We used to assign people, you know, when the internet wasn't as ubiquitous as it is now. As it is now, I'm going to go out on a limb and say none of us in this office will be watching the speech tonight. We'll be catching up with it tomorrow morning. Am I correct?
I'll probably watch it tonight.
Where are you going to watch it, by the way?
Anywhere. The internet is ubiquitous, as you just said.
But can you imagine?
Watch it at home.
You're going to get really. You're going to get really
covered spirits while watching.
You're going to get really depressed though, searching the internet to try to find that. I mean, it would be one thing if you could just flip a switch and it would come on any channel.
It's on the White House feed on YouTube.
Boy, I tell you, I am not going to go near.
I just
near
like
that.
I like to watch it so I can have a jump for the next day, so I know exactly what I'm looking for.
He hasn't been anywhere to be seen today, right? I assume he's in his iron lung and getting IVs and all that stuff.
I haven't seen him.
Yeah, they're going to have him
2 to 3 naps.
Right, right. He's going to come out. He's going to be bug-eyed when he comes out onto the stage tonight. And again, all those things that are happening in Pennsylvania, he's not going to mention a single one of them. I guarantee it. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com. balance7.com. That's balance7.com. When you put in code Howie.
Howie, I just got back from Bed Bath & Breakfast. I highly recommend the Cuisinart omelet with the KitchenAid home fries, and I used my 20% coupon, which made it even better.
I prefer the Follins BN, the hash and the biscuits at the Follins BN. But Bed Bath, Breakfast and Beyond, you know, any port in the storm. I used to go to Captain Martin's in Wellesley, but after the pandemic, they don't serve breakfast anymore. They're still open. They just don't serve breakfast. Another casualty of a fine eating place that I used to like to go to. Again, they're still open, but just not for breakfast.
Not a joke, not a joke, says Joe Biden. Unfortunately for us, the only joke is you, Joe.
I would disagree. I would say the joke's on us. As that Kentucky congressman said, it's the inflation is an extra $500 a month for the average American family. I mean, not a joke. That's not a joke.
A presidential address from Joe Biden is like tapioca pudding for the soul.
I don't want to slur tapioca pudding. I would say it's more like, I don't know, Chef Boyardee for the soul.
Howie, Charlie Baker calling. I want the folks in the community to recognize and understand that contrary to what you said, I was never called a pedestrian. In fact, I shut down opposing basketball teams as successfully as I shut down businesses and the Orange Line.
I said yesterday he claims that he played basketball and he was a great star in high school. And I said his nickname was the pedestrian because he never drove. And he obviously took it the wrong way. By the way, incidentally, I mentioned this before, but it bears repeating. When the Orange Line supposedly reopens on the 19th, Charlie Parker will be in New York at the Clinton Foundation's annual meeting. That's how much he cares about you and me and everybody who's been affected by this disaster that is the MBTA.
Whenever I hear Donald Trump speak, I think WTS-15.
Uh, 844-500-4242-508. Check out YouTube videos of Kensington Avenue in Philadelphia. It's Fetterman's Philadelphia. How about Larry Krasner, the DA's Philadelphia? A zombie apocalypse of junkies. New videos every day. The place looks like a bomb went off. Complete mess. You read about the horrible murders that have taken place in Philadelphia? I mean, they take place everywhere, but they seem particularly gruesome in Philadelphia. Or maybe the media just covers them more completely. I mean, you know, students at the local colleges go to just pick up their car on the street and get randomly gunned down, shot in the head by local gangbangers.
They say the gravediggers literally can't keep up with the demand.
Yeah, what was the murders, the number of murders have gone. Let's see, what is it? I got it right here in front of me here. The murders in Philadelphia. 362 slain this year so far compared to 226 in the first 8 months of 2019. So that's an increase of 50% in 3 years.
The Department of Justice now says it was misled about Trump's top secret papers at Mar-a-Lago. Also, that's not my job, and we were only following orders.
Yeah, hey. It's just so outrageous, and I just think it's just designed to keep Trump's name in the news. They have nothing else. They're running on empty. Basically, they think abortion's a good issue. Maybe it was for you know a while, but you know I don't think they can get away from inflation and crime and the illegal alien invasion, Afghanistan. So they're just throwing up Donald Trump. That's all they got.
It wasn't long before the Dems abandoned Arroyo. Once they found out the guy's a real yo-yo,
They're jumping ship at a record clip, which puts Ricardo's career on the path of the dodo.
By the way, we have another Tanya Fernandez Anderson cut. She, by the way, is the first Muslim member of the Boston City Council and the first African immigrant who's on the Boston City Council. And she's also married to a convicted murderer who is still in prison down in, so she's got a lot of firsts. She's got more firsts, as many firsts as KJP, actually. So this is what she had to say when she was threatening or responding to the gallery and to the, some of the melanin-impaired city councilors. Cut 13.
I look forward to working together with you. Don't come for me, because if you want smoke, you'll get smoke. I'm not afraid of any of you.
Is that incendiary rhetoric? Or is she a member of so many protected classes that she can get away with saying, if you want smoke, you'll get smoke?
Howie, come on. How can you not vote for Maura Healey? She said she's going to lower taxes. What's the problem?
She is actually saying that on her TV spots, if you haven't seen them. I mean, if she will lie about that, she'll lie about anything. To paraphrase Ronald Reagan.
Today, Merrick Garland revealed that when he was 15 years old, Trump bought a Dakota ring and spy camera from the back of Mad Magazine.
Yeah, they're going to charge him under conspiracy, the RICO statute. So it's going to be listed as a predicate act as part of the indictment. They always throw in the predicate acts. You know, that's the problem with obstruction, though, or conspiracy. They can... You know, they can just make it anything they want. You know, what was it Tom Dewey used to say? A grand jury will indict a ham sandwich. It's even worse now.
Tucker, I mean Taylor, it's Howie. Can you believe all these sports players collapsing on the field? I haven't seen this many athletes die since my bridge championship when Mildred and Gertrude both keeled over. Fortunately, I saw my opportunity and took over the team, which is how I got my nickname, the Captain.
I didn't come here to be made sport of. Let me just put it that way.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
All right, that's it for the chump line today. The chump line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can call and leave a message anytime between the hours of 1 and 4 p.m. Eastern Time every weekday. The chump line number, if you'd like to leave such a message, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the chump line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. If you didn't hear your message or you just like to hear a second chump line with brand new messages, you can go to Chopped Chumps. That's the second chump line of the day with the messages that we didn't use just now. You can get Chopped Chumps every weekday evening around 7 p.m. Eastern Time, wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcast. Today's Chump Line is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code Howie.
Tonight there'll be a speech on the soul of the nation, delivered by the heel of the nation.
Yes, well put. 844-500-4242. I'm Howie Carr.
You're listening to the Howie Carr Radio Network. He's fighting for the little guy.
Ask him to go in there with all they've got. Win just one for the Kipper.
He's Howie Carr.
I look forward to working together with you. Don't come for me, because if you want smoke, you'll get smoke. I'm not afraid of any of you.
Oh, my God. Oh. 844-500-40. Let's play one more of those cuts. We'll get back to more of these cuts as we go through the afternoon. Frank Baker, he's my hero, basically, right now, I must say. He's the Dorchester City Councilor. He's the one who filed a Freedom of Information Act request, a 17F it's called, to get the incident reports on Ricardo Arroyo's incidents involving alleged sexual harassment. And he did that on Friday. The story was losing steam. And the fact that he filed that request kept the story alive and on the front pages for the entire weekend. And it led to yesterday's Comic Gold in the city council. And he's got a, he was arrested and I think he was convicted of selling a pot back in the 90s. And everybody knows this. He's been very open about his past. And so they filed the 17F to get his arrest record from 1994, which everybody knows about. He's been very honest about it. He's been on the council for 12 years. So we got a lot of good cuts from Frank Baker, but I wanted to play this one. He's talking about how why he decided to go after Ricardo Arroyo, the candidate for the district attorney's job in Suffolk County, also a city councilor, who was charged with sexually molesting or assaulting two young women. No charges were ever filed, but the reports were out there. And he apparently forgot that he was investigated on his application for admission to the bar. So this is Frank Baker. You listen to the reaction of the people when Frank Baker, the counselor from Dorchester, tries to explain why he filed to get the police reports on Ricardo Arroyo's alleged sexual harassment of two female students. Cut five.
Thank you, Councilor Baker. I want to just end with this. If a predator continues to roam, the killing field only becomes larger. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, Chair. I asked for no interruptions from people in the galley. I'd like to ask again, please, no interruptions from the galley. And I'd like to ask no comments at all from my council colleagues when another council colleague is speaking. It's rude.
The galley, were there people rowing? What was
down
it?
The kitchen, please.
He meant to say gallery. That was Ed Flynn, the city council president, Ray Flynn's son. There's a great picture of him in one of the papers today of him. He's jumping over with a gavel in his hand like he's about to attack one of these crazy spectators. But if a predator is allowed to roam, the killing field grows larger. That was cool. 8-4. How about smoke on the water? When smoke gets in your eyes, smoking in the boys' room. There's all kinds of songs we could play.
Well, she said smoke and smoke back to back. That's why I played smoke with smoke. Let's not kill the joke, people.
I could go anyway. Today's poll question is brought to you by Balance 7. Stop procrastinating and get your energy back. Save $10 plus get free shipping at balance7.com when you put in code word Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Who is Jeff Deal more terrified of debating, Chris Doty or Maura Healey?
Well, I'm going to say Chris Doty because that's the guy the invitation is about right now.
81% say Chris Doty.
All right. So 19% think he's more terrified of Maura Healey. All right. Okay. Well, keep voting there and keep going to HowieCarshow.com and buy your $50 gift certificates to Aviva Trattoria for just $25. It's a great Italian restaurant in Malden, Marlboro, Maynard, Wrentham, and Westford. So get your gift certificate now, $50 for $25. Go to HowieCarshow.com and click on store. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. Every day we learn more about the devastating impacts of all the lockdowns with COVID over the and the social distancing and the masks and the vaccines. Yesterday we were talking about these this new category of unexplained deaths among the non-elderly population. And today there was a new study out, and it's something we all new. I guess there's been some local testing measurements of school-age children, but this was a national study. Math and reading scores for America's nine-year-olds fell dramatically during the first 2 years of the pandemic, according to a new federal study, offering an early glimpse of the sheer magnitude of the learning setbacks dealt to the nation's children. And remember, the shutdowns were engineered by the teachers' union, Randy Weingarten. They found documents of her emailing the CDC and trying to figure out what they were going to, how they were exactly going to shut it down and how completely. And now, of course, she's walked away, and being a Democrat and a member of multiple protected classes, she's not getting any blame. But the Democrats were all in on this. You know how the Democrats are responsible for this, Taylor? They blame Trump today. When this story came out, they blame Trump. Trump is there anything Trump can't do? Reading scores saw their largest decrease in 30 years, while math scores had their first decrease in the history of the testing regimen behind the study, according to the National Center for Education Statistics, NCES, a branch of the U.S. Education Department. The declines hit all regions of the country and affected students of most races, but students of color saw some of the steepest decreases, widening the racial achievement gap. In math, the average score for nine-year-old students fell 7 percentage points between 2020 and 2022. The average reading score fell 5 points. Decreases were more uniform among the races in reading. Scores dropped 6 points for white, black, and Hispanic students. But it was only in reading and math. You don't know how do math or read, do you? 844-500-4242. This is the Fauci. Fauci's got a lot to answer for. And I don't mean it's so far beyond a congressional hearing and being dressed down yet again by Senator Rand Paul or some firebrand on the House side. He has screwed up this country so royally with this stupid stuff. And he had a lot of help, obviously, from untold numbers of people, including a lot of bureaucrats who thought this was a good thing to, you know, get a couple of years off, because that's what they've had. 844-500-4242.
I think there's a lot of politics going along. I think they think they'll do better if they can keep the schools closed in the election. I don't think it's going to help them, frankly, but I think they feel that by keeping schools closed, that's a bad thing for the country, and therefore that's a good thing for them. But they're the ones whose city's burning. I mean, can you imagine if the country was run like Chicago and like super radical left cities are run? You wouldn't have a country for very long, and the economy would crash. So we just set a brand new record today on NASDAQ again. This is now, I think, the 18th time since after the problem. So we have a new stock market high for NASDAQ, and the other ones are getting very close. When I came here, the stock market was up almost 500 points today. The economy is rebuilding. Jobs are being produced at a record pace. We've never had a pace like this.
That was July 2020. Unfortunately, he was wrong. It did help them to have the school shut down, but it sure didn't help the kids. I thought they were in it for the children. For the children. So this is Fauci claiming that, there's no problem with this. Cut shutting down the schools. Cut 20.
Do you regret that it went too far? Whatever your original intentions were, and it's easy to be a Monday morning quarterback here, but that it went too far, that particularly for kids who couldn't go to school except remotely, that it's forever damaged them.
Well, I don't think it's forever irreparably damaged anyone, but I think obviously, and if you go back and people selectively, Neil, pull things out about me.
You wanted to shut down the economy. You bragged about how you got the President Trump to shut down the economy. And then you said, I never told anybody to shut down the economy. And now he's saying he doesn't think anyone was irreparably damaged. I mean, there were not just school kids, all people around the country were irreparably damaged, whether they owned businesses or lost their jobs or had a loved one die. They couldn't see him, couldn't go to a funeral, couldn't go to a wake, couldn't go to church, couldn't go to a gym, couldn't play a round of golf. People were irreparably damaged in untold ways, and they just walk away from it. They don't care. They don't care. Even this is the union, the teachers union boss, Randy Weingarten. Even she will admit more than Fauci will. Cut 22.
Teachers know that in-person education is really important, and it's, you know, we would have said that pre-pandemic. We knew that remote education, you know, is not a good substitute.
BS. You didn't know that. You were all in on it. Every teachers union, not every teacher, obviously, but the teachers unions loved the shutdowns. It gave them a lot of them took early retirement, basically, while they were still getting full pay. Remember all those postings on social media from all the teachers that were, vacationing, winter vacations in the Caribbean? And, then when the, some dissident on the school committee or the school board would talk about, would suggest maybe reopening the schools because there weren't any kids getting sick or dying. You know, they would check in. How dare you? Our lives are in danger. And then there's this woman, Liana Nguyen. She was on CNN, and she was all in on the lockdown. She's a real comrade. She's a card-carrying fellow traveler. But again, she had a kid, and she began to see how badly this whole scam was working out for her offspring. And so she's kind of become an apostate, you might say, in the religious sense, because this is a cult. And she's getting booed off of campuses. They want to cancel her. But this is Dr. Liana Nguyen on CNN talking about what happened to the kids. Cut 23.
And I actually believe that we should be starting to, with the first restriction removed, should actually be the restriction on children. Because while for adults, you could say, well, what's the harm of adults masking when they go into a grocery store? There actually is a harm that we should be discussing of children continuing to mask. That doesn't mean that masking doesn't have its place for children when there are very high rates of hospitalization. If we get a new variant in the future that children are particularly susceptible to, we may want to bring masks back. But we should also be intellectually honest and say that masking has had a cost, especially for the youngest learners, people with English as a second language, children with learning disabilities. There has been a cost to them. So the risk-benefit calculation has really changed.
How about all kids? Okay, can we just be honest and say it's all kids that have been hurt by this? Just can we say that except for a handful of deep state operatives who were enabled to install Joe Biden as president of the United States. This has not benefited anybody in the United States running this scam. 40% of the restaurants in Massachusetts are gone, says 407, yet Fauci thinks there was no irreparable damage. Like I said, Taylor, I used to love to go to Captain Martin's for breakfast. They don't serve breakfast anymore. I've suffered irreparable damage right there.
Did you eat breakfast in the galley?
I always thought, when I was covering city council in Boston, the Boston City Hall, eating was always not allowed in the galley, you know, despite its name. Of course, it's the gallery. He called it the galley. He was the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. His father, the mayor, he's a good guy, Ray Flynn, and I'm sure Eddie's a good guy too. And he made the right decision to withdraw his endorsement of Ricardo, the predator, as Frank Baker called him. But, you know, come on, the galley? Come on. Gary, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Gary.
Hey, guys. So I work in healthcare, and I'm not going to get into it, but I see patients. And over the last 2 years, because of the mantra of fear that has been driven into the high-risk population, generally anybody in the Medicare population and the organizations that are responsible for funding that, namely CMS. These people have dropped off the radar related to palliative care associated with maintaining their basic health because of fear of going to the pharmacy, because of fear of going to a primary care office, and for fear of going to a hospital because they're afraid that something's going to happen.
Right, and that's why they're dying in larger numbers than ever before. Right, Gary, at earlier ages. That's why yesterday we had the story earlier this week that the life expectancy of the United States average population has dropped again for 2 years in a row, and I guess that's Donald Trump's fault too, Gary, according to the Democrats.
Yeah, and it's dropping to 74, but there's no correlation between side effects associated with long-term results of vaccinations, whether it be initial booster, initial inoculation or booster, versus what is happening in death rates now, because now we're seeing the response of quote-unquote people dying is reason unknown, as opposed to correlation of problems that may or may not be associated with the vaccinations. We're not sure yet. So we're sticking our head in the sand. People are dying. People are losing limbs, especially in the diabetic and the vascular path populations. It's a horrible scenario, and it's all because of these people.
Yeah, I know. And they won't take any responsibility. And, you know, except for a handful of people like Rand Paul, no one's holding them accountable. No one's holding them accountable. I mean, occasionally one of them gets knocked off, you know, Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo has to resign, but not because of the nursing homes or his disastrous stewardship of New York State. It's because he was, you know, a grabby. He was a handsy guy. Charlie Parker gets eliminated from the political scene. But again, most of them have somehow hung on, at least until the midterms. 844-500-4242. We will be right back. We'll take some more calls on this. The ever-increasing tally of the horrible, horrible impact of the COVID lockdowns. We all knew it was coming, and it finally has. The real estate frenzy has really slowed down due to inflation, interest rates, and the overall economy. For sale signs are sitting in the ground longer, buyers are backing out of deals, and large crowds of buyers have disappeared. If you plan to divest of your most valuable asset, your real estate, then act now while demand is still hanging in there. Holding off selling or even renting your property could be a comfortable short-term solution, but not if you sell in a year or two for much less money. Don't hesitate. Sell today at auction under your terms. In a J.J. Manning auction, your property sells as quickly as possible through a marketing plan and recipe which has stood the test of time. For over 45 years, and more importantly, in every type of economy, J.J. Manning consistently creates a competitive environment with cash buyers who are ready to close with no contingencies. To learn more on how to get your residential, commercial, or land property sold quickly, contact Charlie Gill at 800-521-0111 or visit jjmanning.com. With over 16,000 sales and satisfied clients, you can be the next. Call Charlie today at 800-521-0111 or go to jjmanning.com and get your property sold. I'm Howie Carr.
There you go. More negative waves. Have a little faith, baby. Have a little faith.
The Howie Carr Show returns after this. Looking for Howie Carr on YouTube? Well, you won't find him there.
Yee-hoo! Where are you?
Watch the show live and uncensored at rumble.com/The Howie Carr Show.
978 says they already have a name for all those adults quote unquote dying. SADS, sudden adult death syndrome. WTF. Sudden adult death syndrome? That could be from getting shot. Could be from getting run over by a truck, a sudden adult death. What hell does that mean? It means nothing. I guess that's the point of the text. 860, Farmer John again. The 80,000 pounds of perfectly good milk that I dumped down the drain sure did irreparable harm to me and the consumers of all dairy products. I mean, what an arrogant megalomaniac to say that no irreparable harm was done to anybody by this is the biggest disaster ever in public health, ever. 844-500-4242. Judy, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Judy.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
Yeah, I like your term, irreparable damage. Personally speaking, I have a family member who was irreparably damaged and will not be back with us ever again because of lockdown. All the information that was coming to him, do this, leave your groceries outside, wipe everything down, don't do this, don't talk to people, this, that, the other thing, do this, don't do that. He didn't know what to do. His brain just could not take it. And people were irreparably damaged. And I just really don't understand. Yeah, like you said, the arrogant megalomaniac. Got to agree with that.
Thanks for the call, Judy. Rick, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rick.
Hey, Howie, two quick things. But one thing that I haven't seen, and being in the state of Vermont, I saw it on a regular basis, but the untold teen suicides that happen.
Yeah, that's a good, I mean, it's a horrible observation, but it's a good point to raise. I mean, yeah, being a teenager is a tough time of life, isn't it, Rick? Especially when you're isolated and, you have to wear a mask. You can't have any social intermingling. That is an excellent observation. Did you see any personally?
I saw it on a regular basis in the newspaper, and it was just staggering, and heard about it inadvertently, but I was staggered by the amount of numbers. And also, Howie, today, believe it or not, I get a phone call on my cell from the CDC National Immunization, and they wanted to do a survey with me in regards to if I had kids and they were got the shot and were they boosted. And I'm wondering why this is going on.
Because they still want to maintain control, and they're getting paid, and they don't do anything. It's like we used to have Dr. Marty McCary on sometimes from Johns Hopkins, and he would say, they have 30,000 people working in the CDC bureaucracy, and they don't seem to do any studies that actually mean anything. It's ridiculous. Thanks for the call, Rick. Monique, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Monique.
I just want to note, Howie, that, sure, early on we didn't know what we were facing, but I would say within a couple of months, we knew a couple of really important things. One, that this had a sky-high survival rate.
Right.
We also know who it impacted the most.
Correct.
And yet we, and
who it didn't impact.
Governor Raimondo is, go ahead, I'm sorry.
And who it didn't impact, which was kids.
Right. Exactly. And athletes, like the tennis player and all the professional athletes.
Yeah.
But you still had these horrible governors like Gina Raimondo just treating it like it was the bubonic plague and all these.
Right.
Abrogating
constitutional rights of everybody, including travel from state to state in the case of Gina Raimondo. And I couldn't, and the ACLU in Rhode Island, when they started stopping cars with New York plates, they didn't say anything until they got called by the papers. Whatever happened to the ACLU? I'm Howie Carr.